This is WSKG News. Layoffs and plant closures in manufacturing have hit upstate New York hard recently. But with a big statewide economic development contest finishing next month, officials are hoping manufacturing can become part of a brighter future for the state, WSKG's Solveig Wastvedt reports.
Roxanne Morehouse says the milk trucks roll by her antique store every day. It's a 150-year-old former church on the main drag in Campbell, New York, a small town near Corning. The store is just down the street from the weathered light blue grocery store. In the other direction, a craft plant puffs out steam by the railroad tracks. Morehouse couldn't believe it when she heard last month that the plant was slated for closure.
So your immediate reaction is, oh my gosh, another manufacturing industry in our town and thus our country is not going to be here.
The facility employs almost 400 people. The newly merged Kraft Heinz company planned to close it and three other facilities in upstate New York. The state halted the other closures with an incentive deal, but Kraft Heinz rejected a deal for the Campbell plant, reports the Corning Leader. Instead, town supervisor David Tennant says the company will keep it open for 12 to 24 months and help look for a new owner.
We were at the abyss, and now we're 12 to 24 steps back from the abyss, if you will.
Campbell isn't the only town feeling a little discouraged lately. A New York Federal Reserve report showed a four-month decline in manufacturing activity, and layoffs continue to threaten around the state.
Global Foundries now looking to trim
to union and Alcoa workers when they discovered 480.
But a new statewide competition aims to help turn things around. The state will give $500 million to three regions next month for plans that promote economic growth. The Southern Tier and other regions are pitching increased manufacturing and help for the food industry, like the Campbell plant. Susan Christofferson of Cornell University says that's a smart move.
Food processing is an industry that uses a lot of workers to produce the output. It's not a sophisticated industry that uses very expensive equipment.
So it creates a lot of jobs.
That said, we don't want to go to the bottom of those industries where they're just producing a product like macaroni and cheese, where they're just competing on the basis of price.
Christofferson says it's better to target high-end, fancier foods, like organic. Their companies compete on quality, and it's a growing market. But there's another voice in New York politics questioning the whole way the state does economic development.
The current economic development model is we'll pick a project and throw money at it. But the best things can happen and the government has nothing to do with them.
E.J. McMahon of the Empire Center cites upstate's recent Greek yogurt boom as an example. He says surprises like that come when businesses feel welcome in the state, and New York needs to send out better vibes.
I don't think the fracking decision helped in terms of image, and I don't think the $15 minimum wage helps in terms of image.
He says with a better image, the state wouldn't have to work so hard to bolster industry. But for now, in Campbell, officials are working on their own ways to make a buyer feel welcome. They're crafting tax incentives and looking for technical help from Cornell University for plant upgrades. The local development agency is working with Kraft Heinz to market the plant. David Tennant hopes it all pays off.
We need to really focus on the future, but we have to work hard to make sure the future is more than 12 months.
Let's get it closer to 12 years, he says. Solveig Wastvedt, WSKG News.